Once upon a time there was light in my life, but now there's only love in the dark. Nothing I can say, a total eclipse of the heart.
The Ross Valley Players conclude their 89th season with a production of Crimes of the Heart, running in Ross through August the 11th. Beth Henley's tragicomedy won the 1981 Pulitzer Prize for Drama and was followed by a film adaptation starring Sissy Spacek that nabbed 3 Oscar nominations. The McGrath sisters have gathered at their grandfather's home in Hazelhurst, Mississippi, in support of Sister Babe, played by Margaret Grace Hee, who's out on bail after shooting her husband in the stomach. Lenny, played by Jensen Power, has been taking care of Grandpa after Sister Meg, played by Chandler Parrott Thomas, took off to Southern California in pursuit of a singing career. Things haven't turned out so well for any of them. Lenny's given up hope of ever finding love because of a shrunken ovary. Meg, who left a broken heart in town, is back after suffering a breakdown and spending the last year working for a pet food company. Babe is going to find herself on trial soon for the attempted murder of her ne'er-do-well husband. Current problems and past grievances will test the bonds of sisterhood. Full of the absurd and grotesque for which the style of Southern Gothic is known, Henley's play has 6 great character roles for actors, and director Patrick Nims has filled those roles well. Along with the 3 aforementioned sisters, there's Chick Boyle, played by Caitlin Strom-Martin, a neighboring cousin with a perpetually upturned nose, Doc Porter, played by Michael Harris, the man Meg left behind, and Barnett Lloyd, played by Jeremy Judge, the wet-behind-the-ears defense attorney who has taken Babe's case for some personal reasons. The cast keep their performances nicely modulated, with no one succumbing to the urge to go full Southern and chew the scenery, which, by the way, has been provided via a finely detailed set by Ron Krempitz. The action is relegated to the kitchen of the modest Mississippi home, with a short staircase leading to the rest of the house and front and back entry and exit ways. Subtle lighting and sound cues really enhance the environment. Henley mines the dark material like suicide, infidelity, attempted murder, etc., for a lot of humor, and none of it seems cheap. The ability of these women to carry on despite the harshness of their lives and still have hope for better times to come is one of this show's appeals. Audiences looking for a little support in their lives might learn a little something from the McGrath sisters. Crimes of the Heart runs Friday through Sunday through August the 11th at the Barn Theater in the Marin Art and Garden Center in Ross. Thursday through Saturday evening performances are at 8 p.m. The Sunday matinee is at 2 p.m. For more information, go to rossvalleyplayers.com. From Second Row Center, I'm Harry Duke for KRCB.